From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Drew Dawson. Claude Tex MacGyver, the prominent Atlanta attorney convicted of murder in the September 2016 shooting death of his wife, has been sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole. If appeals are unsuccessful, the 75-year-old MacGyver would have to serve 30 years before he'd be eligible. Well, last month, 36 members of a neo-Nazi group rallied in Noonan, south of Atlanta. Hundreds of people showed up to protest. As GPB's Emily Curitan reports, city and county governments spent $212,000 to keep the peace.
About 700 police officers worked overtime. It cost the city nearly $4,000 just to feed them all for the day, while streets were closed with rented barricades and helicopters circled the sky. No one was injured, despite fears of violent clashes like what erupted in Charlottesville, Virginia last year. Emails obtained through an Open Records Act request show investigators from the Coweta County Sheriff's Department circulated false information from Facebook the day before the rally. One post forwarded around the department came from a right-wing militia group and wildly overestimated how many Antifa counter-protesters to expect. For GPB News, I'm Emily Curitan in Atlanta.
Civil rights activist and U.S. Representative John Lewis of Atlanta is set to address Harvard University's graduates today at the Ivy League school's 367th commencement ceremony. It caps several days of activities that also featured speeches from Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich and Republican Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. Previous speakers include Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and director Steven Spielberg. Well, as the busy Memorial Day travel season gets underway, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport is expected to see approximately 1.7 million travelers this Memorial Day weekend. During a press conference yesterday, Transportation Security Administration officials said they expect to screen more than 243 million passengers across the country from Memorial Day through Labor Day. That would make this year the busiest on record. A convention focused on gaming, animation, music, and other art forms is expected to draw tens of thousands of people to downtown Atlanta. MomoCom 2018, which runs today through Sunday at the Georgia World Congress Center and the nearby Omni Atlanta Hotel, is a multi-genre convention for fans of music, costuming, comics, visual arts, and voice acting. 90,000 people are expected at this, the 14th annual event. Members of the Atlanta Falcons organization are voicing their opinions on the new NFL policy that mandates players must stand during the national anthem. Under the new rule, players may stay in the locker room during the anthem to protest, but if they kneel on the field, the team will face a fine. Falcons owner Arthur Blank, who voted for the change, says he hopes players will respect the anthem moving forward. Speaking to 11 Alive, defensive coordinator Marcand Manuel said he understands the decision.
We don't always make the rules. The NFL will always be here. It was here before us, but we just have to abide by the rules and understanding that. What are you doing differently? Is that just your platform? What are you doing differently to really make a change?
The NFL Players Association says it was not consulted before the new policy was created. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.